The storm was so overwhelming that its first front picked up Trock's chariot and rolled it over with the horses screaming as the lashing shaft broke their backs. Trock was thrown free. He fought his way to his feet, but the storm struck him down again. He managed to pull himself up, using all his brute strength, but he'd lost all sense of direction. When he tried to open his eyes, he was blinded by sand. He did not know in which direction he was facing or where he should try to escape. The storm was swirling upon itself so that it seemed to be coming from every direction at once. He dared not open his eyes again. The Khamsin ripped at his face, and its harsh rush abraded the skin from his cheeks and lips until he covered them with his headcloth. In the turmoil of sand and wind, Trock screamed, "Save me! Save me! Ishtar! And I will reward you beyond your greediest dreams!" It seemed impossible that anyone could have heard this cry in the deafening uproar. Then he felt Ishtar seize his hand and squeeze it hard to caution Trock to hold fast. They stumbled on, at times sinking to the knees in the sand, which ran like water. Trock tripped over an obstacle and lost contact with Ishtar. When he groped for him in panic, he touched the object that had tripped him and realized it was one of the abandoned chariots lying on its side. He screamed for Ishtar, staggering in a circle, and Ishtar's hand grabbed his beard and led him on. He was scorched by sand, blinded by sand, drowning in sand. He fell to his knees, and Ishtar hauled him up again, ripping out a handful of his beard. He tried to speak, but when he opened his mouth, the sand rushed in, and he choked. He knew he was dying, that no man could survive this terrible thing that had them in its grip. It seemed endless, their tormented journey to nowhere. Then, abruptly, he felt the force of the wind diminish. For a moment he thought that the storm had already passed them by, but the roar had not abated. To the contrary, it still seemed to be rising. They staggered onwards, reeling and bumping into each other like two drunkards trying to lead each other home from the tavern. Still the wind force dropped. In a vague and confused way, Trock thought that somehow Ishtar had worked a spell to shield them, but then a sudden gust almost lifted him off his feet and broke the grip that Ishtar had on his beard. He crashed into a wall of rock with such force that he felt his collarbone break. He dropped to his knees and clung to the rock like a child to its mother's breast. How Ishtar had brought them to it he neither knew nor cared. All that mattered was that the cliff above them was breaking the full force of the storm. He felt Ishtar kneel at his side and pull up his tunic until it covered his head. Then Ishtar pushed him down flat in the shelter of the cliff and lay down beside him.